We have two songs from the musical that you're going to hear, and we have Andrew Hall and Luca Bedreau are going to sing first, and then we have Charlotte and Alyssa, I do believe, singing afterwards. Let's hear the first. I think you'll recognize, this is probably the most well-known song from by Birdie. And let me be sure you guys are ready and set. Here we go.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place, just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross or bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place, just put on a happy face.
There they are. We're going to make a little switch. Don't forget to take your headphones off. We don't want any accidents before the show. And the girls from the show are going to come up. But first, we're going to talk with Andrew and Luca. We'll get them seated here in front of our microphones for speaking rather than for singing. I'll let you introduce yourself, please.
I'm Luca Bedreau. I am 12, and I'm homeschooled.
Hi, I'm Andrew Hall. I'm 13, and I go to Franklin Regional Middle School.
How long have you two been involved in PMT?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
So you've been friends and have known each other, I imagine, for quite a while.
Yep. Yeah.
If you had to pick one word to describe PMT, what would it be?
Amazing.
Fun.
I'm glad to hear that. It's sometimes as funny as it seems. You can get involved in something like this, and it's not fun. It ends up seeming more like work, but I've never talked to anybody at PMT that hasn't found it to be enjoyable. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work, but it's really fun.
And I'd like each of you to tell me a little bit about your how you developed an interest in being on the stage.
Well, first I saw my first Broadway show, and that really got me into it. And so we looked for companies, and then we found PMT.
That's great. What show was it?
It was Fiddler on the Roof.
My sister did PMT before me, so that really brought me into it.
Excellent. And while you guys are, let's see, you're both, Luca's 12, you're 13. Andrew, have you thought about what you want to do after high school?
Not so much, but I would definitely like to pursue an acting career.
How about you?
Same thing as well.
Excellent. Well, good luck to both of you. As long as I have you here, too, can you talk a little bit about the plot of Bye Bye Birdie, just so some people might not know, even though it's a well-known musical. Conrad Birdie, right, is the name of the character?
Yes.
He's kind of like an Elvis figure almost. Like, he's real popular and is a good singer.
And when he gets drafted into the army, like, all of Americans, teenagers, start getting really sad, and so he's leaving.
We love you, Birdie. Oh, yes, we do. That's in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that song. What roles do you guys have?
Albert.
We're both double casted as Albert.
Albert, yes. And who's he?
He's Conrad's manager.
Okay, I remember from the musical now. I always think of Dick Van Dyke in the musical. Well, now we have these two, and when you're done singing, we'll talk with each of you. They are Charlotte and Alyssa, and they're going to do another song that I think you'll probably recognize. And you feel ready? They're ready. I'm ready. Here we go.
When you're a skinny child of 14, wired with braces from ear to ear, you doubt that you could ever be appealing. Then, hallelujah, you are 15 and the braces disappear and your skin is smooth and clear. And you have that happy grown-up female feeling. How lovely to be a woman, the wait was well worthwhile. How lovely to wear mascara and smile a woman's smile. How lovely to have a figure that's round instead of flat. Whenever you hear boys whistle, you're what they're whistling at. It's wonderful to feel the way a woman feels. It gives you such a glow just to know you're wearing lipstick and heels. How lovely to be a woman and have one job to do. To pick out a boy and train him, and then when you are through, you've made him the man you want him to be. Life's lovely when you're a woman like me.
Beautifully done. Come on, and we have one chair right here, and there might be a stool right here. We can, you know what, we're going to make room for you so all four of you can be here. And what a great song from Bye Birdie. And we'll meet each of the girls that you just heard sing. I have to guess who's who. I'm going to try because I didn't get a chance to meet them. They're both in seventh grade. I'm going with you being Charlotte, am I right? Mm-hmm. I got Charlotte right. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Charlotte Kinslow. I'm in seventh grade, and I go to Chartiers Valley Middle School.
Charlotte from Chartiers. That's a nice, that could be an acting statistic someday. When did you get interested in doing this?
I've been doing PMT for about 4 years.
And if you had to pick one word to describe PMT?
Family.
Nice. And what makes it like a family to you?
Everyone there just supports each other, and they're also like kind to each other.
Very nice to hear that. And in a moment, I want to give you each a chance to do some shout-outs. But beforehand, let's meet Alyssa. I hope I have your name pronounced correctly. Tell me about yourself.
My name's Alyssa Bales. I'm in seventh grade, and I go to community day school.
And how long have you been at PMT?
8 years.
Well, that's a long time. So, wait a minute here. You were 5 or 6 when you started?
Yeah.
What's your first memory of PMT?
I was in their youngest program called Broadway Juniors, and I remember I got my first solo, and I was really excited.
What was it?
It was from this song called Cruise Ship. I don't remember what it was, though.
That's terrific. What word would you pick to describe PMT?
Inspiring.
So we have inspiring, fun, family, and amazing. All great words. Now, have either of you thought about, any of you actually thought about what you would like to do We talked about acting for both of you guys. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I haven't really thought about that yet.
It's a little early. How about you?
I probably want to do something in dance or musical theater.
Excellent. Now, I'm curious about a couple things. One is, first of all, if you have any shout-outs, and I should have done that earlier for Luca and Andrew, so let me start with you guys. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I would like to give a shout-out to my whole entire family for supporting me these 2.5 years.
I want also my family, like my twin brother and my older brother and sister and my mom and dad. And my grandparents, my pap is actually here and he was filming us singing.
Oh, there he is out there. I see him. Is your brother an identical twin?
Well, we're fraternal, but we look really similar. He's actually Mr. McAfee in the show.
Oh, that's cool. Very good. I always wondered what it would be like to have an identical twin. And
we get confused a lot.
I'm sure you do. Any shout-outs for you?
I would like to give a shout-out to my parents and my two brothers.
That is Charlotte and Alyssa.
Me too, my whole family, and especially my sister.
These sound like awards speeches you get up on stage and you thank people. The other thing I'm curious about is a lot of folks think that kids who are interested in musical theater or theater don't have other passions. I suspect each of you has other things you enjoy doing, whether it be academically or sports or just other interests. Would you like to share those?
I like school. I mean, I don't really do anything else.
what subject? That's good for Chartiers Valley. Are there subjects you especially like?
I think my favorite subject is probably math.
I love math. And let's see, seventh grade, you're probably into some advanced algebra, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. How about you?
Well, I'm actually on a golf team. So not so much around this time because it's cold, but around the summer and spring, I go with my pap and golf a lot.
That's excellent. Is it one of the first tee programs or?
It's after the first one. It's the PGA Junior League.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I'm familiar with first tee. It probably ends. You probably have aged out of that long ago.
Yeah, this year, actually.
Okay. I'm not that far off. Excellent. And what about you?
My parents are musicians, so I'm really involved in instruments and trumpet and piano and stuff.
And do they play in ensembles or?
Well, my dad plays in a band and my mom, she just teaches.
What is the name of your dad's band?
River City Brass Band.
Oh, my goodness. They're wonderful. What does he play?
He plays the trumpet.
Well, that's Sug. So you've got a musical family that keeps you going. And what about you, Alyssa? Do you have other interests or passions?
I don't know if this is included in musical theater, but I do competitive dancing.
Wow. And I haven't thought about the notion of that. What kind of dance? Is it solo or is it as part of a group?
I do a lot of different ones. I do solos, trios, groups.
And what style?
It's all different kinds of style.
That's exciting, I'll bet. You must be very active and very busy. You all are, I'm sure. So the show opens on February 13th, runs through the 16th, right? How can people find out about tickets?
You can go to PittsburghMusicals.com, and you can find all the information on there about Bye Bye Birdie.
And suppose you were a parent or somebody between the ages of maybe 5 and 18 or so and wanted to get involved with the conservatory, what would one do to do that?
You could also go to PittsburghMusicals.com to register.
And suppose somebody would like to find out about the professional theater productions of Pittsburgh Musical Theater in addition to those that feature youth. After all, Hair just closed.
Yeah.
What would one do to learn about those activities?
You can also go to PittsburghMusicals.com to find out any information about those.
Excellent. PittsburghMusicals.com. The nonprofit Pittsburgh Musical Theater does great work. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say? Y'all did a great job.
Yeah.
Hi.
Congratulations. Best wishes for a good opening. And I know it's a busy day. You're probably heading back for rehearsal after this, right?
We have class.
You have class today? Mm-hmm. What are you going to learn?
Well, we're missing music rep, but we'll probably get back and have a musical theater workshop.
Excellent. Well, give my best to everybody there. Pittsburgh Musical Theater does a fine job with youth and also with presenting professional works. Thanks to all of you for being here today.